some of you might have seen a documentary that was shown on RTE about 5 years ago. Now, I think it was originally called The Confessors, and it was a documentary in a couple of parts made by the documentary maker Alex Fegan. And it was all about confession, I gather, and the whole Catholic and Irish custom of confessing your sins. But about 5 years ago, this was shown on RTE television, and there was a particular interest in it here in Kerry because one of the people prominently featured in it was the late Father Kevin McNamara, who was the parish priest in Moyvan at the time, and who often, very often was on this programme as well, talking about various issues to do with the church. But that was shown at the time. And what I think you might find interesting is that this coming Friday night, a longer extended version of that original documentary, TV documentary, is going to be shown at the Marion Hall in Moyvan as a fundraiser for the local development company. And I think you'll really enjoy this, and it will be well worth heading along and seeing it. And I spoke earlier to Conor Hogan. Conor is a filmmaker himself. He was also involved in this particular documentary. And at the outset, he told me a little bit about why it's a good idea to see this documentary.
Hi, Deirdre. Thanks for having me on. So, yeah, next Friday, say, we will be having a film screening event in the Marion Hall in Moyvan. And the film in question is a documentary called Sins of Ireland, which is a documentary about priesthood and confession and priest experience in the Catholic Church. It actually aired on RTE in 2020, but now a feature version has been made, and we are screening it in Moyvan because the film actually prominently features the late Father Kevin McNamara, who would have been the parish priest in Moyvan for years. And the village of Moyvan is actually very heavily featured in the film as well. So we thought, you know, it's gone to places like Dublin and Galway, and I saw myself in Killarney, but I thought it would be great to bring it to Moyvan village. Since Moyvan is so prominent, then it would be great for the Moyvan people to see it. So I've organised it with Tom McElligott from the Pop-Up Cinema Club in Listowel, and all the proceeds from tickets are going to be going towards the Moyvan Development Association. So it should be a really good night for Moyvan.
Yeah, fantastic. And this is going to be, did you say, a slightly longer version, more detailed version of what was seen on the TV originally?
Yeah, so this is the feature version. So it's going to be a slightly longer version. And it has different aspects that maybe weren't included in the original version. But I think a lot of people would have seen the original version in 2020 and they have memories of it. But it's going to be really nice now to get everybody in a room, you know, in Moyvan, since Moyvan is so prominently featured in it. And to see this new version that has played, and what's even better is that we're actually bringing the director, Alex Fegan, to the Marion Hall next Friday, and he will be doing a questions and answers session after the film screening.
Yeah, fantastic. And Alex Fegan has done some phenomenal documentary work about social change in Ireland. He's done quite a few similar, not exactly the same, but quite similar, like sociological documentaries, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's the director of, you might remember, Ali Feelgood, which would have played on RTE around the same time as this documentary. And he's a very talented filmmaker. His films have played in cinemas across the world, as well as on networks such as RTE and BBC. So he's someone that I've worked with, so we would have quite a good relationship. So I'm really happy that he's agreed to come down, bring the film, and also come himself so that he can talk to the people on the night about the film.
Yeah, exactly. And let's talk for a moment about Father Kevin McNamara, whom I had the pleasure of knowing myself and who was often on this programme chatting about various matters to do with the church and society and Irish life and that. And he was a bit of a maverick, but I mean that in the best possible way. He was outspoken. He wasn't afraid to tell it like it is. Is that why he was chosen, do you reckon, to be in this documentary?
I think perhaps. I don't think Alex knew him before he interviewed him for the documentary. And like, you know, there was over a dozen different priests interviewed for this production. But he was such a special character. You know, he had such a special way about him, and he was such a friendly character, but also so innovative as well. I remember when I worked with him, during COVID when we would be filming masses to bring to people because they couldn't actually go into the church. They had to consume mass virtually.
Yeah.
He was so innovative. He was so creative, and he was always looking for progression and what was the next thing that we could do? What was a new thing that we could do to keep things fresh? So he was such a special character like that, and you can see why he's so prominently featured in this documentary.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, unfortunately, he died rather suddenly, and I'd say was deeply missed in my van at the time.
He really is, and he still is, I think, to this day. You know, we've had priests that have come in since, and they've done a really good job, but I think Father Kevin is still in our hearts. You know, he's just such a character around the place.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So I think it's going to be, you know, a really nice reminder of his legacy and, you know, the time that he spent in my van.
Yeah, very well said, Conor. So it's happening on the 5th, Friday the 5th of September. And can people buy the tickets on the door on the night, or do they need to buy them in advance?
So we would recommend that people buy them online. So the booking can be made on eventmaster.ie. But if you want the actual booking link, which I would recommend, then you can check out the My Van Development Association Facebook page or the My Van Village Facebook page. So it's the My Van Development Association or My Van Village Facebook pages. They will give you the specific booking link. It's €12 for adults and €10 for students. And the film starts at 8 p.m. on Friday, the 5th of September. But if you go onto either of those Facebook pages, you'll be able to find a link from there.
And just a final question. I should have asked you this earlier, Conor. For people who don't know anything about the documentary and didn't see it originally, it's a documentary about the life of priests in Ireland. Is that the best way to describe it, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, it's a documentary about priesthood, but it's also a documentary about confession and what does that mean? What does that word confession mean? And how has the act of confession developed over the years? And even through to COVID, you know, the documentary starts pre-COVID and then COVID strikes. And we have to look at, okay, well, let's reevaluate what we mean when we think of confession. And it also looks at how the priests have dealt with COVID as well. So I think it's a real reminder of maybe how the Catholic Church has evolved and how it works today in a portrait through 15 or 16 different priests that all give their own story on how they think it's developed.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely fascinating. Well, we won't give any more away because obviously we want people to go to my van on the night. But listen, Conor, great to talk to you. Well done to yourself and Tommy Kelligott for organising this for my van. It sounds like it's going to be a really, really good night, and the very best of luck.
Thanks, Deirdre. Thanks for having me.
And that was Conor Hogan speaking to me earlier. And that documentary, again, is called Sins of Ireland, featuring the late Father Kevin McNamara. And you can see that at My Van's Marion Hall this Friday night. Now, we've got a break to take, folks. I can tell you there's a lot of comments coming in about e-scooters in particular. We'll read you a share of those. We'll also be hearing, we've got more good news, by the way, for anyone who loves good films and good documentaries, and lots more besides. Stay with us, back in a mo. Talk about